I am joined by Brent Beard of First Coast News, 1010 XL Radio, and a co-host of the SEC and Helping podcast. Brent, a lot to talk about. We're getting closer and closer to the season. AP Top 25 is out. How are you doing today?
Yeah, it was a very real newsy day. Frankly, the AP poll being out, the news about championship games being played in Atlanta and Miami, and then obviously the LSU quarterback situation. Those things made it a busier day than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, let's start with Miles Brennan here. So Miles, and I found this very interesting that, and it, I think we're almost kind of blindsided by it, where it didn't seem like there was any sort of, I guess, way that the media was hearing or anything like about that, about Miles Brennan not playing football anymore. But he is signing out and said that he's grateful for every opportunity he's been given. And you know, he's starting a new chapter after five seasons in college football. And I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but do you think that Jaden Daniels has won that job and Miles Brennan is like, you know what, if I'm not going to be playing and I'm not going to be the starting quarterback, then I think it's time to advance into the next step of my life?
Well, that had everything to do with it, frankly. I mean, there are reports that not only would he, was he not running number one, but that he was probably number three. So that would encourage somebody to head out. But the problem you've got now is Brennan is gone. Jaden Daniels will get more reps, primarily because Garrett Nussmeier, who's in the mix, has sprained his ankle. So, really the problem now with Miles being gone is, if they have an injury with Daniels, I mean, you basically got Garrett Nussmeier, that's about it. So, that's not a good place to be with them. Brennan, people may have forgot this, but there was a time where Brennan was on pace to have a Joe Burrow type year, and then he got hurt. He had that abdominal injury, basically got hurt every year, and never was able to fully recover. So he found himself down the depth chart. That's a shame, because frankly, if he would have played this year, this would have been his sixth season, which is hard to believe, too.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And I thought this was interesting, too. I saw a report that he had agreed to NIL deals left and right, but he's able to keep the money because NIL deals are not based on performance
right
on the field. So I have no idea how these companies, like I know Raising Cane's was one of them. I think there was a Ford dealership as well. I have no idea how they would feel about this, but and not to say that this would happen again, but the fact that they're not performance-based and they're giving these players money, if they happen to not play well, or in Miles Brennan's situation, they decide to step away from football and they keep all the money, then these companies, I don't know if they'll stop giving the amount of money that they are, but this might be something interesting to follow here.
Well, this thing's eventually coming down to performance on the field. That's where it's going, and the people who give these deals, they're going to have to do that. I think that is an eventuality that really is going to be important in these situations. You can't have a number of guys with NIL deals who aren't able to give the program anything. So I do look for that change at some point.
Yeah, most definitely. So speaking of the AP Top 25 poll, I don't think it's much of a surprise that the SEC has the most teams in the top 25 out of any of the conferences. They've got the most teams inside the top 10, most teams inside the top 20. Do you think that Kentucky and Arkansas are a little bit overlooked just because they play in the SEC maybe, and they're not going to have a record similar to that of a Miami or a Pitt or a Michigan State, because maybe the conference is just too tough, that Arkansas might be a better team than a lot of the teams in front of them, but they'll go 8-4 or 9-3 because they're in the SEC West?
Possibly. I mean, they're 19, Kentucky's 20, Ole Miss 21. I mean, that's that certainly is not bad. But yeah, I mean, Arkansas's schedule is so brutal that it would be really hard for them to, I think, do more than 9-3 or 9-4. Yes, that would be, I don't know, maybe they will, but it would just be extremely hard in order to do that. The stat that really sticks out to me here is Bama reaching number one in the AP poll for a 15th straight year.
Unbelievable.
Saban. The next longest streak for any program is 7, and for any coach is 6. So there's no doubt about it. One of the most incredible situations you could ever find, yes.
Yeah, and Coach Saban is, continuing his. I find it so. And you and I talked about this last week, the whole rebuilding year thing. How much better do you think Alabama could actually be this year compared to last year?
Well, I've said this on many occasions lately. They won the SEC, got to the national championship game, and this year's team, I believe, will be significantly better than last year.
Is Bryce Young the best quarterback without a doubt in college football, just from what he brings talent-wise and then also character-wise?
Well, I mean, to be your defending Heisman Trophy winner,
yeah,
I think you could certainly make that argument all the way around, and frankly only going to get better this year with a better offensive line, better running backs. I mean, C.J. Stroud is going to get his accolades, too, from Ohio State. Caleb Williams, a sophomore. Sam Hartman from Wake Forest was so well thought of that he was among the top five in some of the top quarterbacks in the magazines. I think Tyler Van Dyke is up there from Miami, and Hendon Hooker from Tennessee, Will Levis from Kentucky. But yeah, I mean, as far as the best quarterbacks, I would agree very much that I think right now it's probably between Young and C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I would agree with you there as well. And both the quarterbacks have so much talent, and they're expected to go 1-2 or be in that top five in the upcoming NFL draft. Two more things for you, Brent. I was thinking about this. I'm doing the 65 days of college football where I've gone through all the Power 5 teams, still going through it. But I talked about South Carolina today, and I thought to myself, their schedule is so brutal just looking at it. They've got road games against Arkansas, Clemson, Florida, Kentucky. If you took South Carolina and you moved them to the ACC, and you took Clemson and moved them to the SEC, do you think that each school would flip their records, and you could talk about South Carolina maybe even being a playoff contender, because they return 7 returning starters, I believe, on both sides of the ball. They bring in Spencer Rattler and a bunch of other transfers. Do you think that South Carolina could potentially win the ACC if you were to flip their those two teams?
Well, if you took Clemson out, they would have a much easier time. With Clemson in there, obviously they would not. I don't know. I mean, they basically 6 on offense, 5 on defense. Rattler is something they haven't had in a while. Marshawn Lloyd at running back, something they need. They don't have a lot of deep threats either. Josh Van, I think, is a guy who could help them. Dak Joyner, who is quarterback, is also the same. But their line is better. Most of their line comes back. Most of the linebackers come back, and Johnson Smith, and also Rush. So, they could. This could be if you put them in the ACC, and they didn't have to play. Good grief! After Georgia State, they go to Arkansas, and then they play Georgia. Yeah. I mean, that's brutal. And then they've got at Kentucky, and then A&M with that too. But I mean, even with that schedule, I still think you've got a situation where they still could be an 8-4-ish type football team, which, frankly, after being 7-6 last year, would still be a real improvement.
Oh, yeah, it definitely would, given how tough that schedule is. And you were going through some of it, Brent. Final thing for you. This whole Mark Stoops and John Calipari thing, I think, was very interesting over the weekend. Essentially, John Calipari suggested, for those of you who don't know, that Kentucky is a basketball school, and he was looking for an improved facility. Didn't really take a shot at Mark Stoops' program, really, but the way he phrased it is as if that football program means absolutely nothing to the university. It's my program and my program only. Mark Stoops took offense to that and said, stay in your own lane. And he was not backing down from backing up his program. I thought it was interesting, though, that rather than the Kentucky and Louisville or Kentucky and Georgia fans or whoever going at it, it's Mark Stoops, the basketball or the football coach, and John Calipari, the Kentucky basketball coach.
Well, I don't blame Stoops. He needed to say that. He was just defending his program, is what it amounted to. So I thought that was pretty healthy for him. Basically where this is going is Cal wants a new basketball practice facility, and he'll eventually get that. And I really kind of wonder about Mitch Barnhart's relationship with both of them too. The AD that raises a few eyebrows. But frankly, the other situations with this would be. I'm with you. I found this interesting. But and the reason I appreciate what Stoops did, this is Stoops in a nutshell. Stoops looked at this as a threat to his program, even though it really probably wasn't. He did what he needed to do. Cal also is, as I mentioned, Cal just handled this wrongly. There's a lot of things he could have said differently than what he did, which would have made it much easier to deal with. Unfortunately, that's not how it came out. But sooner or later, they've got to work. All of the guys got to work out here.
Yeah, and I think Coach Calipari suggested that the way that he said things should have been a little bit better. Brent, I apologize for taking more of your time. I said 7 to 10 minutes. We've gone well over that. But thank you so much for joining the show, as always. You have a blessed rest of the week. And next week, we get to talk about week 0, and we got college football games next week.
Amazing. I think we're all excited about that. That is tremendous. So, well, Ben, thanks. Have a great week, okay?